Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Wasatch 100 turns 40, the Flagstaff neighborhood rivalry we'll all be talking about in 2019, and Gary Robbins retracts an FKT. Outhouse Nation, I'm a bit jet-lagged from my return trip from China, so bear with me this week. That, along with prep for the Javelina 100 looming, means this may be an abbreviated episode. My sincerest apologies. First, with China.
China.
The Ultra Trail Ninghai took place in the mountains and canyons surrounding the town of Ninghai, a few hour train ride south of Shanghai in eastern China. The race is a discovery race for the Ultra Trail World Tour, and I jumped into the 100K distance, which is coincidentally also a Western States qualifier. Thank God I didn't have to run a sub 17, just a finish was required as I ran a 17.03. Winning the race was 2015 Hong Kong 100K champ Yan Longfei in a stout 10.47 way ahead of second place. For the ladies, it was Zi Wenfei in 15.35. For the 50K version called CNH, it was Shen Jiashen in 5 hours 10 minutes and Yao Mao for the ladies in 5.35. The Wasatch 100 is turning 40 next year, and to celebrate, they are doing something pretty cool in my opinion. They will be extending their normal cutoff time to 40 hours for any runner that started the race between 1980 and 1989. All those who started the race in the first decade will be guaranteed entry and be part of a special early start just for those early pioneers. Pretty sweet. And they get a 1 a.m. start time. Good luck. Here's a fun one. Neighbors and possible rivals Rob Krar and Jim Walmsley won't be settling fastest on the block by racing each other in Flagstaff. Instead, they'll head to the far side of the earth to Hong Kong's new, quote, the fastest 100. Real inspiring name. Anywho, this race basically still has 2,800 meters of climb over 100K distance, but somehow miraculously avoids all of the stairs in Hong Kong. How they've done this is a mystery that will be talked about and pondered for ages.
And it would have been mine if it hadn't been for those meddling kids.
Walmsley stated in a South China Morning Post article that he will be focusing his efforts on shorter, faster efforts in 2019, including a half marathon en route to a possible fast marathon, trying to qualify for the Olympic trials in the marathon. No doubt eyes will be on Hong Kong February 16th, well, that and Black Canyon. Right, Maya Ray Ray? Gary Robbins took to Instagram this week to admit he accidentally went off route in an FKT he set back in 2014 on the Hau Soundcrest Trail. He apparently noticed the mistake on a recent visit to the trail that he went off course near the aptly named Unnecessary Mountain. Although he is no longer the speed record holder as his time from then was beaten, he nonetheless is scratching his name from the results. Classy, Gary. Just classy. The Moab 200, or 238, or 240, concluded the Triple Crown 200s this summer and fall, and honestly, after running Tahoe myself and following it up with 100K 5 weeks later, I cannot imagine doing another one that close. Just a huge respect to all of the athletes that got it done out there. Jessica Picari was first female in 77 hours, 26 minutes, also giving her the crown at the triple. On the men's side, it was Peter Herkog with a win in 60 hours, 14 minutes. The last race in the World Skyrunner Circuit took place at the Limone Extreme Sky Race in Italy. David Magnini of Italy won in a new course record of 2:59, while Tove Alexanderson was the ladies' champ. Interesting to note, there was supposedly an Anton sighting out there. Although he wasn't competitive, it's cool to see the dude getting after it. Can anyone confirm? The Golden Trail Series presented by Salomon wraps up this weekend in South Africa at the Otter Trail Run. 10 men and 10 women who lead the series will all line up together, face off in this unique finale part of the series. Some favorites include Stian Agerman-Vick, Killian Jornet, Christian Grayling, who won the Otter last year, and American Sage Kanadeh. For the women, Ruth Croft will face off against Megan Kimmel, Ida Nilsson, amongst others. The course itself runs 42 kilometers, basically a marathon. Big's backyard, the brawl in the yard. It's coming, folks, and it's absolutely stacked. The ultimate race of attrition, runners have to start a 4.1667-mile loop each and every hour on the hour. Fail to finish that loop in that hour, you're out. Fail to start right on the next hour, you're also out. 75 will toe the line the first hour, and there can only be one winner. Top contenders include last year's winner, Guillaume Calmette, Courtney DeWalter, Maggie Guterl, Cassie Scallon, David Johnston, Joe Fijis, Johan Steen, Jeremy Ebel, Gavin Woody, and Anne Lang. Tune in next week for the results. Well, unless they're still going. Then the next week. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 115 of Outhouse News. Thanks for tuning in and checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider picking up this pair of Jam Jam sunglasses or become a Patreon supporter of this channel. Links below. Have a week.